Committee meeting for December 3rd to order. We have, let me say welcome back for the start of the 2019-2020 session for this one day before we adjourn until January. Let me start by welcoming our newest member, Shannon Grove, Senator Shannon Grove. Welcome. And of course, as we just witnessed, we want to welcome our Secretary of the Senate, who will be joining us and actually leading us through all of this in the Rules Committee. We have a fairly short agenda today. So let me just have a conversation with you as we're here. We have item number one, adopt the holiday schedule for 2019. While there may be some differences between the Assembly and the Senate, as I understand it from our Secretary, you know, we didn't call the roll, so before I go to item one, maybe I should back up. Having forgotten, given how often we have these Rules Committee meetings, I should not have forgotten. Call the roll, Madam Secretary.
Senators Grove.
Here.
Grove here. Monning.
Here.
Monning here. Roth.
Here.
Roth here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk here. Atkins.
Here.
Atkins here.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Secretary. So we do have a quorum. Going back to item number one, as I understand it, while we may have a difference with the Assembly as it relates to December 24th, 25th, it doesn't interfere with our conducting of business. So we could go ahead and move and adopt the holiday schedule for 2019. So I would entertain a motion on that. Okay. Thank you. Motion has been made. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Grove?
Aye.
Grove, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
And I'm going to go ahead and jump to item three, the joint committee appointments and subcommittee ratifications, item number four, which I think we can actually take together. I have not received any concern, and that would appoint item number three, the joint committee appointments, would appoint Senator Mitchell as chair, Senators Bates, Lara, Monning, Nielsen, Pan, Skinner, and Stone as members of the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, filling all the vacancies because we have work to do throughout the rest of this year in terms of replacing our LAO position. In January, it would be my intention to replace Mr. Lara, but given that the work needs to be done and he's been part of this process, in discussing it with the Republican leader, we see no reason not to have this move forward so that we can get that work done. So that would explain joint committee appointments, item number three. And four is to ratify the joint legislative, the budget committee does this action on the LAO. But it would be to be composed of two Senate members and the appointments of Senator Mitchell as chair, Senator Nielsen as the member to fill the vacancy so that we have members in place to follow up on the LAO position. So we can take a motion on both item three and four.
So moved.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Senators Grove.
Aye.
Grove, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
So that leaves item two, the adoption of the session schedule for 2019. And I, of course, have been made aware that there was a conversation and some difficulty between aligning the schedules for the Senate and the Assembly on a couple of, I think, maybe just one item in particular.
Now, the Cesar Chavez item is on the holiday calendar.
Oh, it's on the holiday calendar.
Yeah.
So this calendar is correct then?
Yes.
Okay. But before I do this, Mr. Roth, your concern was on this item or the previous item?
The holiday schedule.
A holiday.
And
okay.
My concern is we are in the state office building. So if the state is closed on a Monday, our doors to the building are locked. We can get in with pass keys and a code, but the public can't get in, and we have no HVAC.
Mm-hmm.
We do have power and light, so my staff can report, can turn on the lights, and can fire up the computers, but we won't have any public on Monday, and we won't have any heating or cooling depending on the temperature.
Well, I'm a bit disconcerted not to have been made aware of this situation before now. That's obviously something that needed to be worked out with the Assembly before we approve the calendar.
As long as we have the flexibility to, I mean, I can work around it. I just wanted you to know we can work other places or can shift the day, probably.
Okay.
Make it work. I just wanted you to know that there is an issue for those of us in state facilities.
Of which I am as well. So I appreciate, I guess I will work with staff as we leave here to try to figure out how we're going to accommodate that. Be that as it may, then that is related to item one, which we've already approved. But we do need to adopt the session schedule, which I think we are fine with. There might have been a little bit of a difference in terms of what they're doing around July 4th, but I think we are okay with this calendar. Okay. A motion on item?
So moved.
Two. Thank you. Madam Secretary.
Senators Grove.
Aye.
Grove, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
Thank you. Other business. I think that is it. With that, we will adjourn the meeting of the Rules Committee. Thank you.